This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, another day that proves to me Trump's going to win this thing. And I think win big other than cheating. So again, I can't account for cheating, but I think Trump's winning big with the average American person, human being. And you say, what's the proof, Wayne? Well, Kamala Harris advertises a rally in Tucson, which is a big city, for days. And a dozen cars turn out. And across the state at the same time, same state of Arizona, in a tiny town called Bullhead, Arizona, near Laughlin, Nevada, another tiny town, over 15,000 turn out to see Trump. My buddy Richie, who's the biggest Trump fan in the world, and is a brilliant guy and always feeds me fantastic ideas, Richie even said to me today, I don't think anyone's going to show up. Why would Trump have a rally in Laughlin, Bullhead? Laughlin, Nevada, Bullhead, Arizona? There's no people there. And I said, Richie, you don't get it. Trump's going to get 10, 15, 20,000. And sure enough, he had 15,000, over 15,000. How did I know? Because Trump has rallies all over this country in small towns. He was in Nebraska last night. 27,000 showed up. People come from far and wide to see Trump and say, I saw the president speak once. Or, you know, back 4 years ago, I saw the next president speak once, the great Donald Trump. But nobody cares about Biden or Kamala Harris because they don't think she's going to be the vice president or he's going to be the president. 8 to 12 people turned out to see Kamala Harris in Tucson on Wednesday, 6 days before the general election. Here's her rally, 8 people. This despite the fact the rally was advertised for days. For days. Then there's a photo of the rally. It's her talking to 6 cars. And across the state in Bullhead, tens of thousands for President Trump. And the rally was only announced 4 days ago. 23,000 signed up to attend it. There's at least 15,000 there. And here is Rhoda McDaniel's tweet. 23,000 signed up for the Bullhead rally. 24% were not Republican and 45% did not vote in 2016. 45.3% did not vote in 2016. Folks, if you believe Biden's winning this election, then you're an idiot who's believing in polls that are total fraud. Biden's not winning this election when no one shows up at his events and Trump is the most loved guy the world's ever known. This is a joke. It's a joke. The only way they're going to win is with fraud. And right now, as an example, the Texas Attorney General is investigating the fraud uncovered by Project Veritas in Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday said his office contacted the state AG's office about James O'Keefe's undercover video with Project Veritas of a ballot chaser bribing voters and getting paid thousands of dollars to help Joe Biden get elected. Voter fraud will not be tolerated in Texas, he says. His tweet says, my office, this is the governor, Greg Abbott, my office has contacted the Texas Attorney General's office about this video. An investigation will determine if voter fraud has occurred. If so, it will be prosecuted. Voter fraud will not be tolerated in Texas. Project Veritas today released undercover footage of a ballot chaser admitting to conducting massive voter fraud on behalf of Joe Biden. It's the second part to a bombshell undercover investigation into a Texas Republican consultant who was caught on camera violating both Texas and federal laws by coercing and bribing voters into voting Democrat. This is a Republican consultant. Raquel Rodriguez, a consultant for GOP House candidate Mauro Garza, admits she'll be making $55,000 to change 5,000 votes as rigging the election will cost $5 to $8 per vote. She also admitted some of my Republicans are precinct chairs that cannot be known they want to help Biden. Rodriguez stated she's getting paid to help Republicans who want to flip votes for Biden say, yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm getting paid to do. In the video, she was seen providing a gift to an elderly woman after coercing her into changing her vote and helping her change the ballot. These are supposed Republicans trying to steal the election from Donald Trump. And when you see stuff like this, I guess that's why Charlie Cook thinks Trump's winning and going to take Texas. Meanwhile, the guy gets 15,000 to come to Bullhead, Arizona. Kamala Harris draws 6 cars. I mean, it's just impossible to believe this stuff when you in context of the polls. You know, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And Kamala Harris, in that speech to a few people, calls for a reckoning on racial injustice in America. She's speaking at a drive-in rally with 6 people in it. And she says the United States is haunted by systemic racism. Really, evidently, no one believes that. Where are the crowds that believe in you? Where are the black people coming out that believe in you? Where are the people of color that believe that? In Tucson, Arizona. Lots of Hispanics in Tucson. Where are they? When Biden came to Las Vegas 3 weeks ago, 20 people showed up at a Latino community center. If he's the next president of the United States, wouldn't you come with your children from far and wide to see him and see the next president? Because they do it for Trump. Why don't they do it for Biden? Because there are no Biden fans. Latinos don't like him. And obviously blacks have never liked Kamala Harris. She died in the Democrat primary. She never even got to the first race, Iowa. Because blacks weren't supporting her. She spoke in the aftermath of a second night of violence and looting in Philadelphia following the shooting of an armed black man, Walter Wallace Jr., by police. Really? So it's a crisis because police shoot a black man with a knife who held a gun up against a woman's head. She says, on that note, Joe Biden knows American history. He knows our history as a country, and he has the courage to speak the truth about it. Joe Biden has the ability to say Black Lives Matter. Donald Trump will never speak those words. Joe Biden knows we need to look at racial disparities in America. We need to understand Latinos and African Americans have been 3 times more likely to contract COVID, twice as likely to die from it. Joe Biden knows our indigenous brothers and sisters have the highest rate of diabetes of any population in America. Joe Biden says, pay attention to this and understand. You know, folks, I'm getting so sick of this. I mean, I've known for years, everybody's known for years, that in the black community and the Latino community and the American Indian community, there's tons of diabetes. Everybody knows that. They eat a horrible diet. I can't help that. There's nothing I can do about that. You know what? A lot of white Americans eat a terrible diet, too. You know who eats a terrible diet? Donald Trump eats a terrible diet. The guy's always eating fast food, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, hamburgers, fried chicken, sodas, French fries. Wayne Root eats a healthy diet. Wayne Root doesn't do things like that. So I look askance at anyone who does that, let alone, you know, my hero, President Trump. I wish he wouldn't do that. But just because black people eat badly and get diabetes doesn't mean America's racist. It means black people eat badly. Nothing I can do about that. I can't change it if you eat a bad diet. I can't change it if you like fried foods. I can't change it if you drink too much and smoke too much pot. I can't change it if you do drugs. I can't change it if you like fast food. Okay, that's your freedom in America to kill yourself. There's no racism in that. As far as I know, you find me white people in Appalachia, their diet sucks too. Poor people don't eat well. Bill Maher, the liberal, once said, the thing about America that's amazing is poor people are so freaking fat. It's because all they do is eat McDonald's all day long. That's not my fault. I'm a white guy. I can't help what you eat. I can't do anything about white people in Appalachia, what they eat. You know, I don't think, when I think of truckers, God, I will say how much I love truckers. Because they are America. They are what makes America great. Without them, there's no products in the stores. There's no food in the grocery stores. There's no toilet paper. There's no cleaning supplies. Thank God for truckers. But, you know, I've never seen truckers seem like they're in great shape. They work 6 days a week and sit in a cab of a car driving 18 hours a day. So they're not in gyms. They're not in home gyms. And they don't sit around eating, you know, organic food like I do. Truckers stop at truck stops and eat garbage. So they look kind of unhealthy to me, even though I love them. So is that my fault? Is that systemic racism that white truckers are unhealthy because they're in the truck all day and they don't eat healthy and they stop at greasy spoons? Is that my fault and they don't work out in the gym? So why is it my fault that black people are unhealthy? I mean, it's just an absolute travesty. The whole thing's a joke. And by the way, here's a fact check by Breitbart. Kamala Harris repeats lies about Trump and racism in Nevada. So this was just a day ago. Kamala Harris repeated several lies in a speech to voters in Reno, Nevada on Tuesday, in which she claimed President Trump's a racist. She's used these claims in stump speeches and interviews for weeks. She said, on the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who, remember, at the last debate, the one before this most recent one, refused to condemn a white supremacist group and then doubled down, stand back and stand by, that on the heels of it, when there's a pattern of the issue of Charlottesville. He said, find people on both sides. He's called Mexicans rapists and criminals. One of his first orders of business, a Muslim travel ban. Breitbart rips every one of these apart. He did condemn white supremacists in the first debate. He's done it before. Trump never said neo-Nazis were fine people. He said they should be condemned totally. He did not refer to Mexicans as rapists and criminals. He was referring to people who entered the U.S. illegally. And he never imposed a Muslim travel ban. He imposed travel ban from terror-prone countries identified under Obama. Most Muslim states are unaffected. Liberals are liars.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The riots in Democrat-run Philadelphia are described as a total loss. Why would anyone want to live in a Democrat city? Why live in Philadelphia? Two nights of rioting resulted in now what's being described as a total loss. Walter Wallace Jr., the man who was shot and killed by Philadelphia police, is not George Floyd. George Floyd, of course, was lying on the ground helpless. He may be a drug addict. He may have been on fentanyl. He may have just committed a crime. I think he was a bad guy. He may have been out of prison his whole life, on and off, out of prison his whole life, just out of 5-year sentence for holding a gun, by the way, to a pregnant woman's head. Do you know that about George? Do you know that about George Floyd? Mainstream media doesn't tell you that. But he was lying on the ground helpless, and a police officer did keep his knee on his neck or his head, and he kept shouting, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And it's different. This guy brandished a knife at police before he was shot. So I understand George Floyd, not the riots, not the looting, not grabbing a TV set in the name of George Floyd, but I understand the protests, what people saw with George Floyd. But what people saw with Walter Wallace is a bad guy with a knife. It's just unbelievable. Philadelphia, Democrat-run city. And so people are allowed to riot and loot and burn and kill and do whatever they want. And nobody stops them. They injured 30 police officers. And there's an order telling police to stand down. And you could bet these orders came straight from the liberal mayor. Philadelphia hasn't had a Republican mayor since 1952, by the way. 11 people shot during this mayhem. It's unbelievable. And there's actually a letter from the mayor saying, stand down. Just amazing. Over the last few days, police cars have been set on fire. Countless stores ransacked, including a Rite Aid and clothing stores. Just days after the city council, which is all Democrat, outlawed police from using tear gas, pepper spray, or rubber bullets. And now Philly is a war zone bursting with violence, criminality, death, and marauding. You get what you vote for, you know? Police said up to 1,000 people were involved in the looting and issued a warning for others to avoid the areas of Castor and Aramingo. Just amazing to me. You know, I've always said that in a black neighborhood, 99% of the people are good people. 99% are good people. But you have to deal with this, you know, criminal element, this 1% that's a terrible criminal element. And here's a great example. Here's 1,000 people that are doing all the rioting, all the looting, all the damage, all the setting on fire, 1,000 people. But most of the people in Philly are good. And I just don't believe that most people in this country, including black people, are sitting around watching this and going, I'm going to vote for Biden. How could you not make the connection that this is all about the lawlessness of a blue Democrat city? And Biden and Kamala Harris will turn into a lawless country, a lawless blue Democrat country. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Cornerstone Asset Metals. Because speaking of that, if you do believe there's any chance Biden could win, and it could happen based on cheating. You know, I mean, I believe fair and square we win this election by an electoral landslide, maybe even a popular vote landslide. Certainly a large margin. But it's not fair and square. There's massive cheating going on. The Supreme Court just made two bad rulings today, by the way. Two bad rulings in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. Hard to believe. Now, Amy Barrett is not on the Supreme Court yet. She did not sit today for these rulings. These were, you know, things they looked at before she got there. So she was excluded, I guess, from being involved. But the end result is very bad rulings that say you can count ballots days after the election. I can't believe that the Supreme Court can allow such a thing. It's beyond my comprehension. How that's legal, I have no idea. How that's constitutional, I have no idea. But if you believe Biden has a chance to win, or you believe that, you know, Biden's definitely going to win, or you believe that Trump's going to win, there'll be massive rioting the next day. Guess what? You better buy gold, you better buy silver, and you better buy it from a trusted company. And Cornerstone Asset Metals, for quite a while now, has been the trusted precious metals company and sponsor of the Wayne Allyn Root Show and friend of Wayne Allyn Root. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. Gold and silver, protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. And right now they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call 888-8GOLD-NOW, toll free, 888-8GOLD-NOW, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, 888-8GOLD-NOW.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wrapping up another busy day of campaigning, the president with two stops in a state he won back in 2016, Arizona.
They tried it last time, 4 years ago, too, and that didn't work out too well. It's just unbelievable how dishonest the media is.
President Trump referring to polls that show him down a few points to former Vice President Joe Biden. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending his day in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president and his wife early voting on Wednesday. Biden did speak for about 15 minutes, and one of the topics he discussed was health care.
I'm going to make it stronger to lower premiums and deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses. We'll bring down drug prices by almost two-thirds.
Vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris spending time in Arizona as well. She was in Tucson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Well, the good news is that they care what I think outside the United States. I was booked today for a big TV interview on the biggest morning show in Australia on Sunday, which I think when I do the interview is Monday morning in Australia. So we'll be talking about the American election and how I see it and why I think Trump's going to win. It's unfortunate that in the United States of America, I rarely get those requests. Isn't that amazing? CNN doesn't care. MSNBC doesn't care. Fox News stopped caring because I became the hit with the number one show on Newsmax TV, and they didn't care anymore. So I don't get the interviews in the United States, but Australia cares. And it's the same giant morning show in Australia that 4 years ago, the two hosts were like, good day, mate. Trump has no chance at all. None. Zero. Let's hear what you think. And I told them Trump's going to win. They were like, mate, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. So I burned them then, and I'll burn them again. I'll burn them again. It's another day where I really do believe Trump's going to win. And I see all the signs. And I keep telling you, Philadelphia, you know, I don't like seeing a city burn. I don't want something bad to happen. I don't like seeing cops get hurt. I don't like seeing store owners get looted. But having said that, it's good for Trump. For people to see what happens in a Democrat deep blue city, in a Democrat deep blue state. And you know what? Maybe most people in America are too busy to notice this stuff, but I know everyone in Pennsylvania noticed it. You think the late breaking voters are going to vote against Trump in Pennsylvania when they see the rioting in Philadelphia? I think the whole country should care. But certainly in Pennsylvania, which is the single most important state in America, if Trump holds Florida and Ohio and wins Pennsylvania, I believe it's over. He could lose both Michigan and Wisconsin. And as long as he holds Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio. So nothing is more important than Pennsylvania. You've got to have Pennsylvania. The whole country goes through Pennsylvania. And Supreme Court gave us a bad ruling today on Pennsylvania. Actually, let me see if I can find it. I got to find the Supreme Court ruling. I just don't understand it. Let's take Dave in Allentown, Pennsylvania, by the way. We got a Pennsylvania caller asking you shall receive. Dave, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Wayne?
I'm great. Tell me what's going on the ground in Pennsylvania. What's going on the ground?
In Pennsylvania, I was at the rally on Monday. We get a text on Sunday, the day before, telling us if you want tickets, you have to go on the website, and he's going to be here the next day. There were 10,000 people there. 10,000 people. It was great. It was a great rally.
What city was this in?
There are... What's that?
What city was this in Pennsylvania? Yeah.
This was in Allentown.
Which is not a big city.
Three rallies.
Not a big city.
Which is not 110,000 people, I guess.
Well, that's a small city.
Not a big city.
Hey, look, I live in Vegas, and that's considered... Vegas is not considered a big city, and Vegas is 2 million. So 100,000 and 10,000 show up is unreal.
Is unreal, and it was great, and everybody was friendly, of course, and Trump was just great, and he, like I said, he did three rallies, and I know the other two were packed too, and they're trying to tell me, the news is trying to tell me that what I'm seeing isn't happening. You got Biden, he can't even get 10 people at a rally. Trump's getting 10,000, and there were more trying to get in. You know, I'm telling you, there are so many Trump people here in Pennsylvania. There's no way. There's no way Biden's going to win Pennsylvania. Unless they got so many people stuff, you know, doing these illegal votes.
And they do. And they do.
Yeah. And but in reality, I mean, Pennsylvania is Trump. Absolutely Trump.
But you know,
you see Trump signs.
But Dave, you know they stuffed the ballot box in Philadelphia. You know they're cheating in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know what
so,
they have in Philly? They have people walking around. You know those, like, when you go to a baseball game, they have those guys, they have these big, they're carrying these big, like, coolers with them. That's what they want. That's where you're supposed to put your ballots. Now, who the hell is going to trust that?
Right.
All right.
Of course.
That's ballot harvesting. And that's illegal, but they're doing it. And
yeah.
Nobody cares. They're all corrupt here.
Well, I know, and that's why I'm worried about Philadelphia. I mean, that's why I'm worried about Pennsylvania. Even though I think Trump's winning by a landslide with real votes, fake votes are going to beat us. That's the problem.
I'm hoping you're wrong. I'm hoping there's so many real votes that it even beats the fake votes. There's absolutely a lot of fake votes. Absolutely. But we got it, you know, the people I see coming out, I mean, there's a lot of people, so.
Let me ask a simple question. Dave, I got a simple question for you. I got to assume that anybody who hasn't voted yet in Pennsylvania, when they see the rioting and the looting and the burning in Philadelphia, that's going to motivate everybody to come out for Trump. Who's going to vote for Biden and say, I want more? I want the whole country to look like Philadelphia. Who's going to say that?
Nobody's going to say it. The problem is, though, look at all these people already. What is it, 70 million that voted early? How can you vote this early? Mm-hmm. Especially with what came out with Biden just yesterday.
Right.
On Tucker. You know, I don't get it. Now, in this state, you can change your vote. So.
You can.
I don't know how that
I
works.
Didn't know that. You can? How?
You
how
can.
How do you change your vote?
Yes. I don't know. You can change your vote. I don't know how it works, but you can change your vote. There's a couple states you can do that in, and Pennsylvania is one of them.
You know that was the number one search on Google over the weekend was, how do I change my vote?
Yes, and you can do it here in Pennsylvania, which is, I'm surprised that they're letting you do that. Because if you're changing your vote, you know you're changing to Trump. Who would change the nobody's going to change the Biden.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, but I'm worried. The Supreme Court today, you know, said it's okay that ballots can show up 3 days after the election in Pennsylvania. That's not a good thing. That's not a good sign. That worries the hell out of me.
Not a good
but sign. I think Trump's going to win so big that maybe none of it matters. That's the whole key. You know, he's got to win that
That's
big. I think the people on the ground win big. But how can anybody look at the rioting and also your lockdowns? You'll be locked down for the rest of your life if a Democrat wins. Pennsylvania's been locked down by your crazy Democrat governor. Is indoor dining allowed in the state of Pennsylvania right now?
You can do indoor dining, but you got to wear a mask, you know, until you sit down. Then you can take your mask off. But they're only allowed to be open until 8 o'clock. You know, you can't go after 8 o'clock.
And what percent are allowed in the restaurant?
On them yet.
And it can't be 100% in the restaurant. I'm guessing it's somewhere between 25% and 50%.
Right. I think it's somewhere around 25% of the people.
Well, how can
That's
a restaurant make a living?
In a restaurant.
How can a restaurant make a living? You can't make a living.
Well, they're doing pick up and just take their food.
I know, but when it's 20 degrees below zero in the winter and it's dark out, and they ban indoor dining completely for the second time, no one's gonna get in a car and drive to get food. I'm telling you, it's a disaster waiting to happen. If Democrats win, we're gonna be locked down forever. You're never gonna get out of this nightmare.
No, and that's exactly why they're gonna vote for Trump. Everybody wants Trump here. I might have seen two Biden signs in the whole time I've been traveling around. So Trump is big here in PA. Don't believe what you're seeing, what they're telling you in the media. It's not true at all.
Well, I saw the most recent poll, Dave, and it shows Biden leading in Pennsylvania 48.7 to 47.8. So it's within the margin of error. They're basically tied. I don't believe that. You don't believe that. There's the shy Trump voter, the whisper voter who doesn't tell you out loud. I think that's what it's about. And I think Trump's really winning by 10 if it shows him as even. But I'm just telling you, as of today, it's a dead even race, horse race in Pennsylvania. And I sure hope a lot of people are watching this rioting in Philadelphia and understanding what it all means. I sure hope so.
Well, it just reminds me of the Hillary Clinton vote.
Right.
And he said the same thing about her. So,
right.
Yeah,
let's hope.
I just don't believe
it. All right, Dave. Thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. All right, Wayne Allyn, let me tell you what's going on. As long as we're on this topic of Philadelphia, 18 ATM machines blown apart in two nights of Philadelphia riots. 18 ATM machines. Incidents took place as rioters and looters ransacked the city. Philadelphia reporter Steve Keeley tweeted police reports showing multiple ATM machines being blown apart by looters to steal, who are looking to steal cash from the machines. Level of destruction all over Philadelphia. Terrible. Bomb squad looking at a series of explosions at ATMs. Video obtained from a grocery store in West Philadelphia shows the destruction of the machines. Looters opened the machine and set off a second explosion. Keeley reported ATM at a TD Bank costs about $70,000 each. This bank lost two machines in overnight looting rampage. So they're going to think about not replacing the ATMs at all or closing branches. So once again, I've been through this my whole life. Black people riot in black neighborhoods, and guess what happens? Because of a few stupid hoodlums. Because the vast majority are good people, law and order people, and want to not defund the police. They want more police. They want their families safe. But because of a few ignorant hoodlums, you lose your supermarkets, you lose your grocery stores, you lose your bodegas. Now you're going to lose your ATM machines. Life becomes more miserable in poor neighborhoods. Tragic. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
That was a funny line. That was a good line. All right, Wayne Allen Root, we have some fun during the breaks. That was Chris is like a comedian. And he's only surpassed in his comedic genius by Wayne Allen Root.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate the shout out there.
The MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Wait, listen. Ron Solomon owns MAGA Mall. He's going to owe me big time. When Trump wins this election, he's going to have to literally buy a new house just to hold all the cash. You know, because when Trump wins the election, everybody and their grandmother is going to buy Trump hats, Trump pins, Trump cowboy hats, Trump caps, Trump t-shirts, Trump flags, Trump face masks. Well, actually, you won't need face masks anymore. You can throw those away. Trump coins, Trump jewelry. You name it. Won't need face masks because, you know, after Trump wins, that's the end of coronavirus. No more elections for Democrats to steal and scare people away from voting in person and make them all vote through the mail where they can steal the election. So, you know, after Trump wins, you won't need face masks, but you'll need everything else. It's just bizarre. It's just absolutely bizarre what's going on in this country. But when Trump wins, my man Ron Solomon is going to get rich, 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 rich. You know? Rich, 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 rich. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap? Guess what? They're all junk. They fall apart in your hands after you wear them a few times. But the finest quality MAGA caps anywhere in the world with the best prices, they're all at themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. And the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps. Made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. Finest quality products, most competitive prices, satisfaction guaranteed. All the Trump products, all the MAGA products, all at great prices. Rolls-Royce quality, Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR10. Remember to get great quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, themagamall.com. My buddy Ron Solomon, like I say, when Trump wins, everyone is going to want a souvenir. Everyone. And they're all going to buy it for their kids and grandkids. Wisconsin poll. Biden 47.5, Trump 47.1. Biden up by 0.4. Statistically tied in a battleground state. And the only poll I really believe in, Trafalgar. Even Rasmussen isn't as good as Trafalgar. You know, because Rasmussen does not adjust their poll for the shy voter. Trafalgar does, and I think they're underestimating how big the shy voter is. There's just nobody wants to admit they're voting for Trump to a stranger. You know, because they're afraid they could lose their job or lose friends. But it's that close. According to early voting data gleaned from NBC News, over 1.3 million ballots have been returned in Wisconsin. That includes mail-in and early in-person voting. 79% of those have been returned via mail, the remaining 21% in person. 42% of the ballots returned by Republicans, 36% by Democrats. The remaining 22% were returned by voters unaffiliated with either party. Wait a minute. I got to go back to that for a minute. 42% of the ballots returned by Republicans and 36% by Democrats. That's shocking. In early voting, you mean we're leading? I guess. Amazing. He's the only pollster, Trafalgar, to correctly show Donald Trump with a lead in Michigan and Pennsylvania, two key states he carried heading into Election Day. He did not examine the race in Wisconsin, which Trump also won at the time. And Kahali's firm, Trafalgar Group, has emerged from the last two political cycles as one of the most accurate polling operations in America. And the Real Clear Politics average, which was a total failure 4 years ago, shows Biden up just over 6%. Total failure. Now we switch from the election, where Trump, I think, is doing great, but again, I'm scared to death of voter fraud. We switch to what's going to happen after the election if Trump wins. Rodeo Drive to close on Election Day due to the possibility of unrest. And this is happening all over America. Beverly Hills Fame Rodeo Drive will close on Election Day in an effort to combat expected civil unrest. Beverly Hills Police Chief Dominic Rivetti announced the police department would take a proactive approach to ensure community safety. He stated the Beverly Hills Police Department would be on full alert from Halloween and throughout the Election Day cycle. Rodeo Drive closed to vehicle and pedestrian traffic on Election Day, November 3rd, and the day after November 4th. Similar to the precautions Beverly Hills will take, Chicago officials have held all hazard drills to prepare for political threats and violence on Election Day. I think based on what you're seeing in Philadelphia, when Trump wins, and I think he'll win with a lot of black support, a surprising amount of black and Latino support, and the average black or Latino will be fine with it, but not the few thousand hooligans in every city who will see it as an opportunity to steal a TV set and steal sneakers and rampage through stores and CVS's and Rite Marts and whatever else they've got, restaurants pulling out food. I'm telling you right now, Trump's at 52% approval at Rasmussen, and he's leading 48-47. Everything is ripe for the same thing to happen 4 years ago. Add in the shy voter, and Trump's going to win the battleground states, and he's going to win the election that night without a protracted battle, is my opinion. But I'm scared to death of the cheating and what it could do to the election. Wayne Allyn Root, I say we win. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.